Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
How do you find this stuff out? That's like inside corporate things.
You walk in and say, hey, what's the story? Where are you guys moving? Hey, we're underperforming. What do you usually make? What are you making now?
Did you ever ask that question? No. It wouldn't be in my... I wouldn't think to ask.
I'm joking. Of course you wouldn't ask that.
So?
I ask about the cake pop.
So the school tour is something that Carla is really, really good at. She asks the right questions, and I'm going along...
Do the whites and Latinos get along? Is like, that's a great question.
They appeared to.
That's good.
They appeared to. Order here, pick up here. Screw that. Eat mediocre bagel.
It is. They lack consistency.
With name indicative of New York City that's not.
So,
like when you ask Gilbert if it was a little too New York.
Like a month ago to
him. You mean a little too Jewish.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ooh. Ooh. What? Ooh. Ting. Tang. Walla walla. Bing bing.
What is that?
What is it?
E. Ooh. Ting. It's just a pen, Rob. We're doing, it's art.
Theater of the mind.
Oh, okay.
Let it happen. Everything doesn't have to have an explanation.
Hmm.
All right? Everything doesn't have to be Hogan's Hero.
Well, he's used to seeing pens with feathers on them.
Ooh. E. Can I start again? My performance art. Thank you. Ooh, ee, ooh, ting, tang. Oh, you know the guy we were just talking about before?
Who will
go nameless?
Yes. Yes.
He wouldn't be able to start a show like that.
Oh, no. Full meltdown.
Ooh,
no.
Ooh, ee, ooh, ting, tang, walla, walla, bang, bang. Bing, bang.
Full meltdown.
Ooh, ee, ooh, ting, tang, walla, walla, bing, bang. Thank you. See, that's the freedom.
The control room's.
If you want to know why I've done this for a long time, that's why. Right there.
Yes.
The freedom.
I can do that. And it was the ability to have a microphone,
create.
and technically be a broadcaster and be able to do stuff.
And have
I want to just be
absolutely
stupid. I can be stupid. So that's the greatest luxury I have, is the ability to do absolutely insane things. And this show, I just want to say before we get started today, this show, the show we are recording today from Washington, D.C.
Today's program.
Yes.
And our nation's capital, Fort Myers, Florida. Most powerful city in the world. This show will run the gamut. This show will have a taste of everything you like on the Mike O'Mara Show. And I'll tell you why I'm optimistic about this show. Because this show has an element, an ingredient to our comedy pie that I know always works. An ingredient that has worked for well over almost 30 years. That's not a really nice sentence. Well over almost 30. Have I been doing this for 30 years?
Oh, yeah. More than that.
Yes, more
than
how that. How many? Can you give me I started working with Don in 1985.
So that makes 34 years.
Yes.
34. So well, for over three decades, that'll be the new slug line when I do this. This has an ingredient that...
Mike, you're in your fourth decade, actually.
Almost four decades.
Four decades.
Yes. The 80s, the 90s, the aughts, and the teens.
And you might ask,
it's like
Mike...
a mix station.
What is the ingredient that you put into this pie that's going to make it? It's personal embarrassment. My own. Not personal embarrassment as much as personal pain.
Right.
Yeah. That's what it is. So with that said, sit back. You'll enjoy it. I have to also say at the outset, I did not see the movie Us.
Oh.
Yesterday. It was something I had looked forward to. And Carla and I actually were in the theater.
Oh.
You made it that far.
That's the tease.
That is a good tease.
Is any money involved? Did somebody offer you dollars to leave the theater? As far as lost money?
Okay. Yeah. Well,
did you think it was like sure an airline is. Where yeah, they like, offered him to leave?
This theater.
We're going to give you
if you leave this theater now, we're oversold. No, I'm sorry. It didn't work that way.
Popcorn vouchers.
But I'm very excited because we've been telling you all week long for the last couple of weeks about the TMOS Yak Shack, and Yak it's time Shack. To open it up. Yak Shack open right now. We're very, very excited about the TMOS Yak Shack, and I have always said, I'll take your calls about anything.
Yes.
Can't guarantee they're all going to get on the air, but some of them will. And I think that the Yak Shack with 10 calls today.
Wow.
Demonstrates a normal wide variety of from the mundane to the interesting to the drunk.
Would you call it an appropriate sampling of our listenership?
I don't know if I want to go that far simply because I want to raise the bar.
I understand.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to criticize because I don't want to criticize. If I'm going to be getting people. But I think it's a representative sample.
Okay.
Of like what we got.
Would you call it an adequate sample?
Some of them are just comments.
Okay.
Throwaways.
Yeah.
So let's open up the TMOS Yak Shack right now and take our first call. This Yak I think Shack. Is upstate New York. Let's go.
Hey, Mike. We're on the road to Rochester, New York on a road trip. We're listening to you right now. Keep up the good work. I'm with my dad.
Hello.
There you go.
Is that dad?
I gotta be.
Is that dad in the background?
Yeah.
He's dad's okay. Calling. So somebody's in the back. That's a, yeah. Was that the son's car or was that a lady? Was that a lady?
I thought it was a lady, but then I think it's a boy. I think it's a boy.
Hey, Mike. We're on the road to Rochester, New York, on a road trip. We're listening to you right now. Keep up the good work. I'm with my dad.
I'm listening, Dad. That's great.
Yeah,
I didn't see.
That's so sweet.
That's why I pick him. I didn't get that out of there. Let's take another call. I don't know where this one's
from.
Hi,
guys. This is Jim from Milwaukee.
Ah.
Being recorded live. just want to say thanks, guys. And, Mike, I'm all in on a hat, but got to be, a man's hat, not one of those wide-billed things that the kids are wearing today. I'm out.
All right,
he wants a dad hat.
The merchandise.
Yeah,
he's talking
not
merchandise.
A flat-brimmed hat.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me explain the flat brim because I recently acquired a baseball cap.
Yes.
From Red Sox spring training. Now, the hats that they sell now, maybe different from days of yesteryear, are kind of a flat-brimmed
yes,
hat. And if you want to curl it, you can curl it and make it your own.
Fight
so.
It. Yes.
You know more about this than I do.
What's, if you go backwoodsy, say like deep into the eastern shore of Virginia, you will see people that just bend them. And I don't like that look when it's just got like a V in them. Yeah, you'll see that sometimes too.
But I like my hat to be slightly curved over.
Yeah, to mold to your face.
That's a dad hat.
I do as well, though there's the difference between the flat brimmed hat that's been curved, which I think is a more modern look for a dad.
That's, I would agree with
a modern dad.
And then I say like an 80s dad, maybe early 90s dad still yearns and loves the hat that is already folded, but has a snapback or a little piece of cloth on the back where he can adjust.
What I'm partial to, because I golf and I wear hats for function more than anybody on this show, I will tell you I'm a fan of the Velcro snapback. Because I'm a fan of the lightweight material too.
Even
I think
more
that
so
works
than a
for
fitted
me.
Hat.
A fitted hat.
Oh, absolutely. When I'm playing golf, I probably never wear. Well, yeah, occasionally I wear a fitted hat. I have a Nike fitted hat that I wear. But no, I don't. I'm very particular about the size of the hat.
Yes.
And that's what I was particular about when we were talking about the last run of TMOS hats that to me were that,
they were
that's
great
the best,
hats.
That's the best
great
hat
hats.
In any incarnation of any
fantastic
show I've ever done,
hats.
Any radio station I've ever worked at. They were great. Do we know where we got those and where they came from?
Yes.
Okay.
Too expensive R Us. But
my contact
said that if we wanted to get hats pre-ordered, we could play that game instead.
Could
of,
we get a hat like that if we did the pre-order thing?
Yes,
too?
We could.
And do we want to get
But I would rather
a,
get a sample for you first, because if you hate it, then you're going to tell the world.
And besides, we might have done that, a sample is free.
Yes.
We might have done that. Thank you, Rob. We might have done that on the last run of hats, too,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
And didn't we want a new kind of... it's hard to improve on the last hat we had. I think that TMOS thing
I'm
works.
Hoping for a remix of the logo. That would be fantastic.
That's, I think... And there we go. See, this is why... Thank you. I don't know the name of the caller. But let me see what
he was from Milwaukee.
Hi guys, this is Jim from Milwaukee.
Jim from Milwaukee. Let me tell you what I like, Jim. This gets us talking about it, and you're absolutely right. What did you call it?
Remix.
A remix.
A remix of the old logo. That's it. That's what we want. Mm-hmm. If anybody is out there,
submissions, so
that's just
please.
That's just TMOS with Mike O'Mara Show. Did it just have TMOS on it?
No. I'd say TMOS and one that says Mike O'Mara. Don't be lazy. Mm-hmm. Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes, I don't like Mike O'Mara. I want a hat that I'm going to wear. I'm not going to wear Mike O'Mara.
Okay,
I'm not,
what about
I want it
TMOS?
To
TMOS in rainbow
and Mike
color.
O'Mara Show, MikeOMaraShow.com, small letters on the back.
Yes.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, Pony.
Or maybe even MikeOMaraShow.com on the back.
What's it? MikeOMaraShow.com on the back.
Right.
Yeah.
Something
not
that
Mike
looks
Show,
like
just
law enforcement would be great. Mm-hmm. Some
yes.
law enforcement appeal.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
You know?
Yeah. That
maybe
would be
something for the ladies as well. They're into SoulCycle. Take the SoulCycle logo, make a TMOS one out of it. Boom, bam. Done.
But reimagine the TMOS logo, and that'll work. Okay, good. All right. Thank you. That's it. Sounded remarkably insincere. Let's get
another
call.
Tone. That's
no,
her
she
tone.
She wears hats to work now, Maddie.
Maddie, you'd be down with a TMOS hat?
Oh, yeah. I love baseball caps.
All right. Well, you can maybe. All right. I'll be the experimental person for the prototype for the men, and Maddie can be for the ladies.
What
hats.
About your wife, Mike? Just out of respect to your wife.
She's a hat wearer too. Carla
wears
hats.
She does.
We'll get her one.
Get
as well.
One for Maddie and for Carla too. Mm-hmm. So, and well, you know what? Based on yesterday, we don't have to. Let's take another call on the action.
2019, more Ethan, North Carolina.
What was that?
More Ethan.
Let me play that. Hold on.
Cat 2019. Cat. More Ethan, North Carolina.
More Ethan. Somebody wants more Ethan.
Yes,
is that what it is?
Ethan went to the
and also
game.
Cat
Rob,
2019.
You're the cat. You're the cat guy. I don't.
You well, know, you know, there are some plans in place for Cat that are going to blow your mind, but. Not yet.
Yeah,
just stay tuned.
They don't dictate.
What was that?
They don't dictate.
Cool.
Cat. Pony, are you doing voices now?
You didn't have the cat sound effect. You have to have the cat sound effect.
No, you don't.
Did you hear that from the control room?
Okay, here's new rule. New rule. Until we announce formal plans for Cat, there is no cat sound effect, but that's only overruled by the fact don't do sound effects from the control room.
Okay.
That was not an official meow.
That was a good tip in, Pony. Thank you.
Yeah,
speaking of tip-ins, I have asked for people to call late at night. Let's take another call. Okay. The Yak-Shack Show.
Hey, good morning from Tampa. No.
Oh.
I'm in Atlanta now.
Okay.
I guess I need to do a deeper dive from where I'm calling from. I need to do a deep dive. Deeper dive.
TMOS action.
Deep dive. I want to say that like three or four times. Deeper dive, deeper dive.
I think I'm in. I'm stopping it. I think I'm enabling. I'm enabling behavior by
a
playing
deeper
these
dive. That sounds sexual.
Yeah, he got lost in the middle of his own comment.
But he was in Tampa, then Atlanta. He was actually going up, not down.
That's right. At least he didn't
full
do a meow sound effect.
Full disclosure. TMOS Yak Shack is a Mike O'Mara screen feature. Let's take another call from for the TMOS. Yeah, TMOS Yak Shack.
Yeah, hey, Rob 2B. Hey, you can come and pick up your daughter's graduation cards anytime you're ready. They're good to go. And I got them cuts made on them just like you wanted. And I have the only printer that can do that. Remember that now, okay?
Baltimore,
actually. Now, you're ready for your graduation, come pick them up. And I tell you what, when you come here, you can go bring your daughter, too, because I know she's into these graphics
stuff.
And she's going to love this stuff. You just come up here, Balmer. You know where I am. I gave you my card. Bring her by. She's going to love it. You're going to love it. We never had a star here at the shop before.
The shop.
It's going to be so cool.
Very nice.
All right, Rob. You know what I said. Come pick these cards up because, you know, we got a lot of business. We got to be moving. All right, hon. You have a good day.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
That's wonderful.
Yak-Shack.
Head right up to the shack. Let's take another call on the Yak-Shack
shop.
May I speak to Oscar?
Mm.
Oscar Ceballos.
Oh, hello.
Ceballos means onions. And I want to peel your onions, Oscar.
Oh, my.
Oh.
Slowly. Deliciously.
Is that an old bit?
I don't know.
No.
Chop them up. Fry them in my pan.
Oh, God.
And then I will take you clammy.
Thank you. Take me
TMOS Yak Shack.
Yak Shack. Does Ceballos mean onions?
No, cebollas means onions.
Okay, so it's close. It's like a pun. You know what it is? It's a pun.
Pun.
It's a Spanish pun. Yes.
Don't
These are edited
me,
all week long and labeled sometimes accurately, sometimes not. I don't know what this is. It simply says drunken group. I apologize.
Okay.
This is, I've got many people that, all right, TMOS Yak Shack.
Hi, guys. This is Kevin from Portland, Oregon. I'm going to pass the phone around to my drunk friends. Have fun.
Vic, say something. Something.
Hi, how are you?
This is the party going.
Yeah, it's
a
good
you
party.
Know what? You know, I haven't got a medium-sized penis. Medium. Well, actually, it's small. It's small to medium, but you know, if you really tug it a little bit, it gets medium size. How's yours? No.
What?
Yeah.
Say something to the people. Of
10
America.
Seconds left.
Hi, people of America. What's going on? Call me.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You know, this is the quality.
That's fun.
That is fun. And thinking of us at a big weekend gathering, that's
okay. I like that.
I apologize for this run, but I take what I can get. This next call is called Drunk Hispanic.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea what it means. You're listening to the TMOS Yak Shack, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, what's up, Mike? What's up, Rob, Oscar? Hey, man, how you guys? You know what, right now? I'm buzzed. I'm drinking a little bit 40. I'm just chilling over here, man. You know, I just want to call and say, what's up, man? Call and say, what's up, man? I've been listening to you guys since 2009 when you first started. Yeah, just, you know, hey, I just want to let you know, I love your show, man.
Love your show.
I love your show.
Yes.
And I listen to it every day. Every day you're on.
This man
I listen
best.
To it. And especially when I'm at work. I'm at work. I listen to you guys. I laugh. And people look at me. They look at me all crazy, man, when I laugh. They look at me. I have my headphones on.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think this guy's really, really loaded?
I Oscar? Know that.
So the 40 indication right away. Yeah. When you, as a man who drank 40s in college,
yes,
right,
you start with a 40 in the middle of your conversation at the beginning,
it means you're real. You're legit.
But it rolled off his tongue. It wasn't like I have all an right. old English 40. It was like a 40.
But just also, I've noticed that as the call progresses, he sounds more and more like George Lopez. There was no
also,
Lopez at
this
the front,
is a man
and now he's talking like these
that you want as a friend at work. Yes. You don't want to be an enemy of this man.
I am a friend at work.
And they laugh, and they're like, what the hell is the Vato? He's laughing Vato. For no reason. But no, they don't see my headphones Vato. On. But I'm laughing, man. But hey, check it out, man.
Okay, I can't listen to it.
So,
anymore.
Sir, I I'm saw sorry, American sorry Me. I respect the ways of your tribe.
You're listening to the TMOS Yak Shack. Let's take another one, shall we?
Hey, this is Chris from Connecticut, Mike's home state. I got a question for Rob. Rob, why do you hate country music so much, especially Luke Bryan? What has that guy in that genre ever done to you? So much hate. Why? And Mike, go Red Sox.
All right, he's let me off the hook, but he's asking you why you do seem to have an obsession with Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan, I think, has a comical voice and a presentation on American Idol that I find that he doesn't really advance
but
the program.
It goes further than that because the licorice hat, the guys.
Well,
the,
you have to admit the hats do look like they're licorice.
Do you hate country music?
I don't hate country music. I do feel that country music has gotten to a point now where it is very repetitive.
Isn't it
much
pop?
Of it sounds much of it sounds the same.
Pop music now.
There is something that I appreciate is that it is the modern day top 40.
Yes.
And another thing is that there are too many country music award shows on Sunday nights. They seem to be every third week. And I just think we're overexposed to country music because I think they have made it vanilla, and it's not anything that anyone to object to. So I object to that. I think it's so objectionable.
It's popular now, so he hates what's popular.
All right. Okay. Is that what it is?
Well, yeah, it's taken over.
Do you agree with his assessment
40.
Of what it is?
Well, he, as always, he says something totally stupid and off base. And in ease of progressing the show, I'll agree, yes.
TMOS Yak Shack.
How is that stupid? You hate everything new.
I don't.
Let's take another call on the TMOS Yak Shack.
Hey, Mike. This is Ben calling from Reno, Nevada in the Meadowood Mall as I'm having my lunch.
Meadowood Mall.
I'm listening to your show today on Friday, and you're talking about Joe Rogan. And here's the thing. He may have 2 million followers. He may have millions of downloads. Mm-hmm. He may have this ability to do long form interviews and talk to anyone without pushback. But the one thing he doesn't have is he's not Mike O'Mara. He doesn't have your energy. He doesn't have your pacing. He doesn't have your ability to take subjects that are just everyday and break them down into long form and make them really enjoyable. He doesn't have the relationship with two co-hosts who he's built over the course of several years, one being Rob with almost a 25-year and one with Oscar being a 10-year. Your show is incredible. Take nothing away from yourself. You're an amazing host, and you put on an amazing show that rivals anything I listen to on a daily basis. You're one of the things we all look forward to. The Mike O'Mara Show. As good as Rogan. Probably better.
Wow.
That's a rave right there.
How do I top that? Oh, I know. Start the show. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I'm going in there. Bring me that candle.
No, yes.
Love is the only thing that can save this poor creature. And I am going to convince him that he is loved, even at the cost of my own life. No matter what you hear in there, no matter how cruelly I beg you, no matter how terribly I may scream, do not open this door or you will undo everything I've worked for. Do you understand? Do not open this door.
Yes, Doctor.
Nice working with you.
Igor.
Get me out. Let me out of here. Get me the hell out of here.
What's the matter with you people? I was joking. Don't you know a joke when you hear one? Jesus Christ, get me out of here!
Open this goddamn door, I'll kick your rotten heads in! Mommy!
Nine!
Hello, handsome. You're a good-looking fellow, do you know that? People laugh at you. People hate you, but why do they hate you? Because they are jealous. Look at that boyish face. Look at that sweet smile. And listen to me. You are not evil. You are good.
The Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village studios. It looks like Oscar's having a white Russian to start the show today.
Yeah, you know, take the edge off.
I'll get to that in a second. I can move on when he brought that in. He looked like somebody coming onto a deck of a nightclub. Live from the Podcast Village studios, the Mike O'Mara Show on now from Halifax, Mass, to Marriottsville, Maryland, to Napa, California, to Albuquerque, New Mexico, Altenkirchen, Germany, to Botswana. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and it's brought to you by MeUndies. I forgot to bring them in. I got my my MeUndies sleep pants for St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
And they're wonderful because they've got the same wonderful MeUndies fabric. My MeUndies are seriously the most comfortable thing I've ever worn. Every pair of MeUndies uses a micromodal fabric, which is three times softer than regular cotton.
Cotton!
It's exactly what you want down there. Soft as butter. In my pants.
In his pants.
Plus, MeUndies has plenty of style options for both men and women. And men can now try the new boxer brief with a fly. Now, that's a good deal because it's the same great cut as the MeUndies boxer brief, but now with an added option for guys who prefer to go through the gate versus over the gate. You get my meaning there?
In his pants!
Now, the lounge pants, that's what my St. Patrick's Days are. Are they, right? Yes. Are they the lounge pants?
Yes, uh-huh.
And they're terrific, and they're just so incredibly comfy. And
if everything felt like that fabric, I'll tell you that.
Oh,
much.
It'd be better life.
MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners, for any first-time purchasers. When you purchase any MeUndies, you get 15% off and free shipping. Why wait? Get 15% off a pair of the most comfortable undies you will ever put on. To get your 15% off the first pair, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go to MeUndies.com/TMOS. That's MeUndies.com/TMOS. All right, I was all day yesterday looking forward to seeing this movie and coming in today and talking about
I was us. Looking forward to your review of it.
Yes, and
Made a big deal on air about it.
Yeah. I've been talking about it since last week, yeah. Have I not? I might have been talking about it even before that when I first saw the trailer.
Yes.
I'm a Jordan Peele fan. I thought Get Out was one of the best movies of 2018. I was excited. I was looking forward to it. Mrs. O'Mara, not so much.
Well, and, two strikes for her because she's not a big fan of the movie-going experience.
All right.
And she doesn't like scary movies, right?
She doesn't like oldies.
Right.
She doesn't like scary movies, but that's not what really went down. What went down yesterday was a day where, you know, I had that description of the United States of stress, and I talked about daily stress, and I fancy myself as somebody who has put myself in a situation where I don't necessarily have to deal with a lot of the stresses that I used to have to deal with, but occasionally it becomes evident to me that being the age that I am and having the life that I have a few things in place that are not normal for somebody of my advanced years, and okay. I will say that one of those is being a dad. And yesterday, there was a lot of dad. My son has had the croup after having a little staph infection from scratching a cut, after having a chest cold, after having a regular cold. It has been a bit of a dance with him. I looked it up. Carla looked it up online that about 11 times a year, the average five-year-old gets sick. Oof. And I don't remember that with my daughters, but that's probably because at that age, I was going to New York and drinking whiskey all day.
Yeah.
That was my second situation. That's neither here nor there, but it might be relevant later in the discussion. Yesterday, the issues of my son taking him to a golf lesson, taking him to, because he had been so sick the day before, promising him that I would take him to the Walmart.
Yes.
And then having a tour of the new school and running around and doing these things, it would seem manageable, but for some particular reason, yesterday it was not manageable for me personally, and it just was a little bit frantic all day. So let me take you, the chronological order would be, I took him to the golf lesson,
mm-hmm.
and then after the golf lesson, we were right up on the babysitter because we had to get to the movie, but I promised him, and a promise is a promise to a five-year-old, and so I whisked him out to the Walmart, and I said, you got to pick it quick, and we went into the Walmart, and lo and behold, we went down the toy aisle, and I said, this is, you know, I looked down, and it's a super sale price on a toy, and he said, I like this. I said, it's yours. We can get it, and then I got to the line at Walmart, and I was on time. And you know that being on time is something I have a problem with.
Oh, it's huge.
I have a real, real problem.
Punctuality.
And because I'd been running around, and we'd gone on the school tour, which Carla is great at, and I freely admit, earlier in the day, we'd gone on the school tour, and I freely admit it went school tour, golf lesson, trip to the Walmart, back home. That's the chronological order we're talking about. Mm. The school trip, because I jumped ahead. And I didn't mean to jump ahead, but I might still be stressed out. So
understood.
Bear with me. So the school tour is something that Carla is really, really good at. And for the dads
in
out
what
there,
way?
She asks the right questions.
Mm.
She seems to enjoy being in the academic environment.
That's a great question. Like, is this a drug-free zone? Like, what do you ask?
God, Oscar.
What's the policy on sidearms?
What's the policy on when a teacher is there was a classroom that had more students. She counted and she said,
"Oh, okay, the ratio.
You said your ratio was when she said, well, another teacher had been sick and unfortunately had to go home for her sick child.
Yeah, and if they're selling 18 to great. One, then
I'll hold them to 18 to one. Yeah.
Asking about the library, asking about the cafeteria, asking about blah blah blah." And I'm
the whites
going along.
And Latinos get along? Is like that's a great question.
they appeared to.
That's good.
They appeared to, and she is happy in that environment. I can't tell you why I'm not, but I'm not. I appeal to the dads out there. Except I can't appeal to Rob because Rob would be all in on something. Rob's been to every PTA that you could go to. It's still new to me.
Let me give you a page out of Dr. Zabalos' book. Or Ceballos.
Dr. Onions,
Doctor,
we call him.
Dr. Onions, he would roll into a school that I was going to go to. He'd look around, he'd look at me, and he'd say, "Don't mess it up." And then he'd go away. And my mom would stay with me, and we would walk around to all the teachers on teacher parent night. And then we'd get home. My dad would already be in the office working. The point I'm trying to make is it's not our job. As men, we provide. As women, they nurture.
You know, when you say these things, I am both appreciative and horrified at the same time, because I know if a certain other individual hears these things, you know, I'm going to get in trouble again. I don't wish to.
No, you want to.
Okay.
Quell that.
Thank you for that, but I really
do. You think you're ill at ease because you hearken back to your own days at school?
I think I'm ill at ease because it's just boring.
It is boring. It's always boring.
I should be more engaged, and I like the school.
You should be making the turn at the course.
Let me say, I was engaged at where he was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to know, is it a nice school? And when Carla let me know, I believe on Friday, that she was delighted with this school, I was extremely happy. When we pulled into the parking lot, I made my assessment at that moment. I looked and went, oh, isn't this great?
Yeah.
I did a DeMone thing.
This and is the place to be.
We walk into the office, super neat, super organized, tidy. Super friendly, super together. And that check two. OK, then we see a auditorium / lunchroom, beautifully laid out. Looks good.
Probably call it the cafetorium. That's what
do. We see a kindergarten class. Check three.
Mm-hmm.
Playgrounds. Check. Everything's check. But I do it. I believe that I can do it. I can accomplish this in 11 minutes.
Eyeball test.
Yeah.
Just bing, bing, bing. Thanks. Yeah. Looks great.
Yeah.
I don't need to linger, but I linger. But that's okay. So that might have started it.
How long does that take? I don't know.
45 minutes.
And are you part of a group? Or
45 minutes to an hour.
Are you part of a group, or is it just you and Carla?
It's just that's another great thing about this place. The last joint we went to was a group of 30 parents. Ridiculous.
Right.
It's like, you know, wait till the appointed time to schedule it. F you. You know, just let a parent show up. Get somebody who's not doing anything. We got a personal tour. It was great. It's her second one in like 3 days. She brought me along to see it. It's fantastic.
Oh, so you got the fast pass tour.
It was great. It was perfect. And the teachers were great. And the kids looked great. And everything looked great. So I'm fine.
Teachers or younger teachers as a rule?
Both.
Okay.
Combination
good,
of both.
A good mix.
And really well balanced. It
short
looked really,
skirts or long skirts?
I didn't really notice. I didn't really, really notice.
Education first.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not going to answer that, although I'd be happy to take a moment with you after the show and answer that in a little more detail that you might enjoy.
Oh.
So with that.
An
with that
essay said, question.
Yeah. But so at the end of that, my stress level is just a little bit. It's like, oh, God, please. Okay. And the questions, you know. You know when we can't really talk about that, but you know when we do something where questions are...
Yes!
You know what I mean?
We had.
I hate to talk in code with our listeners,
but we had it
you know
last
how the
week.
Question... Yeah,
we
the
had
question
it last
is
week.
Like, oh,
one
God.
More thing!
You know,
no!
Question, yeah, okay, so that's the stress level. Then it's back home. Then it's off to the golf lesson, which was fantastic because he's learning, and it's fun to watch him play the sport that I love and watch him excel at it and do well as a five-year-old. It is a thrill ride and video to come.
Great.
I promise you I will
that's
be sharing
video.
But then video. That's great video. God, I'm running out of time. I got so much to say. So Then it's off to the Walmart. And everything was okay because he went in and said, I like that. And it was super cheap.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fantastic.
An on-sale gift is a 10.
I said,
the best.
I said, grab it. Grab it. Let's go. He's been sick. He's been a good boy. I gave him a reward. And it's off to the cashier. It's off to the most disinterested, glacial checkout line in the history of f***ing retail.
Mm. Wow.
Mm. It was ridiculous.
You don't normally get that at Walmart.
Never at all. The disdain for the customers and the gum chewing and you know what the tell is? This is the tell for the disinterested checkout person looking at the other checkout people.
That's true.
What are they doing? You're so bored with what you're doing that you're looking around. Checkout.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, another senior citizen elbows past me because he's curious what beverages are in the refrigerator to my right without saying excuse me. And at this point, I mean, he literally pushes me out of the way. And I was so shocked, I didn't even get a chance to say, excuse me? What's going on here? And he moves in. Then the glacial lady gets the lady right in front of me. And I am counting maybe five items, tops, small items, a lot of shorts. A lot of really ugly shorts.
Mm. Hit the Walmart to get some clothes, sure.
And then she gets there, and I'm like, well, at least it's over. And she checks out, and she hands the lady her card back and the receipt back. And at that moment, I hear, Vicky, do I have time to get this?
Oh no.
And this rhino man-cut lady shoves her way through after the transaction. And because she doesn't want to wait her fat ass behind us. And all this is going through my mind while my son is pawing at this new toy that he wants to open. I have to tell him 40 different times, open that when we get home. Open that when we get home. It's like a boat with a shark. Boat. And I'm in this line and I'm sitting there and so it begins again to get a coffee mug. Effing coffee mug.
Man.
Hey, calm down. Of a heart attack, I swear to God. And so at that, we finally get out. Yes. I bust ass to get over. And by the time my bride comes out, I said, take the toy in to the babysitter. She'll open it for you. Tell your mother to come out. We're ready to go to the movie.
Oh, so and it's
by
go the time, time.
By the time mom comes out, mom who has had time to get ready, and dad who is covered with a small layer of sweat.
Sure.
Based on the walking. She comes out and I think it is safe to say that I am in full dick mode.
Oh.
I am not a pleasant person. Mm. I am admitting my responsibility in the fact that I am not a good person at this point.
FDM.
Yeah.
Right.
Full dick
and
mode.
Then it's off to the movie theater. On the way to the movie theater, there an ambulance comes in the other direction, hangs a U-turn, and then a fire truck hangs a U-turn.
Emergency
blocking
vehicles.
Traffic where he has to back up. And I say, let me take this U-turn. Carla says, no, you don't need to take U-turn. We'll be there fine. No problem at all. The fire truck backs up. And at this point, a ridiculously large Mercedes-Benz A-hole class pulls out from the side. And I'm not having it.
No, you're not
going in front of me. You're not going to muscle me out of the way. And that's when I am. All right. I'm a total lunatic maniac in the car.
Agreed.
And there's one thing I'm not allowed to do in our marriage, and that is be a total lunatic maniac. It's the reason Carla drives more than I drive because she is so stressed out.
Safety first.
I don't anticipate the level of stress that she is going through because I am being a bit of a maniac. I am. I freely admit it. Mm-hmm. My stress level, there's no reason for any of this. I should have been totally calm. Anybody listening to me right now would tell you, Mike, what's the big deal, you know? And
it's Florida,
I hear the words, one, two, the four words that I get that I can't stand. Mike, you need to relax. Well, I'm not relaxed. And I am such a dick that by the time we get to the theater, she walks off ahead. I'm going into the phone to get the ticket. She walks up and storms off.
Poor Carla.
Then I go into the theater.
Wants to be around people.
We are now walking 30 feet apart from one another.
Yes.
The only time we come together is when it's time to show my phone to the person and check into the theater.
Mm-hmm.
And then I walk in, and I think she went to the ladies' room because I sit down in our pre-assigned seats, in the luxury theater. Now, it's supposed to be a nice day. Yeah. Getting ready. I am not in any way, shape, or form ready to see this movie because I know I'm in huge trouble. And then she comes walking in from the ladies' room. Purse goes in the seat between us, and she sits one seat over.
Buffer seat. Usually guys do that to look like they're not banging.
I try to repair it. I try to say, I'm sorry. I'm not talking to you. This is ridiculous. You're up, and she is as upset with me as she has been in maybe 6 months. She is that upset. At this point, I'm looking over. I'm like, oh, God. I just want to talk to you. Do you want me to make a scene? She took that as me saying, I'm going to make a scene if you don't talk to me.
Oh.
It's a major communication issue.
Sure.
We will forever disagree on the intent, but I know what it probably sounded like.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was going to go, stop being mean today at the top of my lungs in a theater, and
but
I wasn't going to.
That's not in your character. You
no.
wouldn't do that.
You'd like to do things in private.
Right.
Yeah, you never know. Anyway, so I'm watching this, and the movie trailers are coming out, and at this point, I know that A, she doesn't even want to be at this movie. She's made that indelibly clear. She said I bullied her into going to this movie. And so I am sitting there going, I'm not. And if she leaves, I'm not going to enjoy the movie. I want to work this out. Right. I want to get resolution.
You don't like waiting.
And the only solution I have is to say, you know what? Let's just leave and go talk. And then we left the theater and I did not see the movie Us.
Did you ask for a refund?
Yeah, you gave the money back.
No.
Oh.
We got right to talking.
$20.
We got right to talking right outside of the theater.
You're a monster. She's not. She's put upon.
Yes.
Yeah. You got to watch
That's
a movie.
It.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what it was.
You could have got that done during a trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, we couldn't. No, wait. As it turns out, Rob, we couldn't.
Oh. Has this been brewing?
Other than that, pretty good little Tuesday. So I'll go see it on my own when I get an opportunity. Maybe today.
Carla, call the Yak Shack.
Yeah, the Yak Shack. Leave a message on the Yak Shack. And if my description of the events was in any way inaccurate, I would welcome your perspective. We'll take a break.
Can you imagine if Carla's calls from underneath the pillow?
It's Carla.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
It's Carla from Florida.
The year is 2019, and the death toll only rises. It's Mickey, the Tony Perkins Show, AmeriCast, and Tech 411 have all perished in the nuclear fire called Judgment Day. With cake and cookies on life support, only political persuasions remains to helm the resistance against whatever it is we're fighting against in this promo.
Yeah,
each
nice
Thursday,
network.
Listen as Resistance leader Mike O'Mara and Skynet stooge Chris Frates discuss the political scene as the fate of our world hangs in the balance. Political Persuasions, Thursdays on MikeGomeraShow.com, PoliticalPersuasions.com, and wherever else Skynet allows it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here is a fact. When properly hydrated, your body burns more calories and has fewer muscle cramps, which makes for a more efficient workout, and you just feel better.
True.
I cannot tell you how truly, truly a fan of Liquid IV I am.
Hmm.
Liquid IV hydrates you faster and more efficiently than water alone with the added bonus of vitamin C, B3, B5, B6, and B12. This is how I get my vitamins with Liquid IV. It's phenomenal. It's different than Pedialyte or Gatorade because it has no artificial flavors or preservatives.
It's good.
Mm. Talk to your healthy friends. Talk to the people that are health nuts. They will tell you the artificial stuff and the preservatives are not good for you. You mix it with 16 ounces of water. It actually helps your body absorb more of the water and nutrients you drink directly into your bloodstream. It's non-GMO, vegan, it's free of gluten, dairy, and soy, and it can provide the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. Liquid IV is the fastest growing hydration brand, and you can find it everywhere, even Costco. I have Liquid IV all over my house. I've got it in my golf bag. I love it. All you have to do is use our code TMOS at checkout at liquidiv.com to get 20% off your first order. That's 20% off anything you order on the Liquid IV website. Go to liquidiv.com and enter the promo code TMOS to get your savings and start getting better hydration. That's liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. Don't wait. Get hydrated today. On a programming note, it has been a very, very long time. Rob Spiewak has informed me that on Friday's show, We will be joined by legendary broadcaster and old friend of the Don and Mike show and new friend of the Mike O'Mara show, Mr. Jim Vance will be joining us. And he's now writing
Vance.
A column for
Vance.
Jim Vance. I mean, Jim Vance is the passed away.
He's passed away.
Yes. Jim Nance. I am terribly sorry. Jim Nance. Jim Vance will be calling
You've
us
had
from
a
the
day.
Grave. No.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
The story alone brought back the tension.
Yes, it did.
And what would be
Santos.
The gravitas. Oh, Santos just rolled in the studio.
Are you drinking a white Russian, by the way? What is that?
Oh, this is a vanilla latte, Mike. As Starbucks is closed downstairs.
Oh, you're making them in the
gutted,
studio?
Yeah.
Yes. What's interesting and eerie about a major chain leaving an establishment, you don't get to see usually the aftermath, but when you work in the building where that is, you get to see how the ants go in and they take everything out.
Yeah, it's well, weird.
Let me ask about that in a second here, but I just wanted to give you the programming. You know, Jim Nance.
Huge get.
It's been how long have you been trying to get him on?
Oh, since we started the podcast, actually.
Has he not been on in 10 years?
It's been that long. He was last on when he was promoting the book about his father, and that was on the Terrestrial show.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Jim Nance will
We're
be on.
Due.
And why was it so difficult to get him? Because he used to be, he knows
he's,
me.
He's and, that he's moved up the echelon of CBS.
And he has moved up.
And he's not as easy to get. I'm still, on an emailing basis with his assistant. She's very cordial, but he limits the radio he does. He's very limited about that.
Also,
I think also, though, the in is he got a fruitcake, remember,
this Christmas
via Stephanie Loftus out there.
Once again, a fruitcake comes to the rescue.
Makes a wish
yes,
come so, true.
But we're excited to talk to him about the games he's calling on Friday. For the college basketball.
Yeah, but I want to ask him about golf.
Oh, sure. Yeah, well, I want to get him on.
He's writing a column for golf. I'll ask him like one question.
We really did want to get him on before the Masters, and we were able to do that, which is excellent.
Yeah, that's cool because he goes right. This
and
is a busy
been
time
to the
for
Masters.
Jim. You know?
Yes.
I've been to the Masters, and Jim goes right from the Final Four, and then right after that, CBS has the Masters and has forever. And,
all he does,
I'm
he takes time to take off his tie and give it to a young kid, and then he's
right.
off to Augusta.
Yeah, so we got him for 10 minutes. All we got, 10
right,
minutes,
right,
10
in,
minutes.
We're in.
With
we're
Jim
in.
Nance on Friday, and I look forward to that. It should be a lot of
coffee shop,
fun.
Mike, the coffee shop.
Starbucks.
When you checked in at the TMOS broadcast headquarters, the podcast village location at the bottom of our building for years and years and years and years has been a Starbucks.
Over 20 years.
And over 20 years of Starbucks. Now, a couple of months ago, you guys came in, said the Starbucks is leaving.
Yes.
And then you came back and said, no, they're staying.
Yes.
What was the confusion about that? Why
because
did that
happen? They were supposed to leave at the beginning of March, and it was signaled to us that they were considering staying. And
there was so much. First of all, you know that the grade of employee at that Starbucks is probably pretty much equivalent with your Walmart, especially towards the end. And so we were getting stories that were not matching
up.
Now,
what do you mean? You mean they were doing less hiring of quality people?
There's disinterest. There was a whole bunch of... They felt
that wasn't
like,
there when I visited a couple of years ago.
But lately it has been.
When you're closing up a place, you start rotating your managers out to new stores. That's what they did.
You're not putting in your A team.
Yes.
And then there's like, they said, oh yeah, we're going to stick around. And then there was the thing posted in the window that said, application for liquor license. And I said, that's weird because Starbucks doesn't serve liquor. And so there was the suspicion that a change was in the air. And then on Monday of this week, I get out of my car. All the outdoor furniture is gone. Just, you know, that patio out front is just gutted. And then when we leave here on Monday, the interior of the store is gutted, like down to the fact that there's tile and that's it.
Really?
Yeah. So they made that fast.
So liquor license, what are they putting booze in there?
So there is a new concept that has applied another coffee shop. A new boutique coffee shop that has applied for a liquor license, so there would be liquor and wine downstairs if and when they get the liquor license.
No good can come from that.
Hey,
no good can come
from that. A round
of
applause from the control room.
Yes, they're all clapping.
Ethan can't wait to turn 21 now.
Wow.
So, to get ahead of things, Mike, you know he's wanted to pre-prepare and make sure that we don't get caught with our pants down. We went ahead and we are leasing a commercial grade coffee machine here at Podcast Village to meet the needs of our clients.
Did the clients, having the Starbucks at the bottom of the building, was that a super bonus?
I mean,
it's
still deal.
Let me tell you how I felt about it.
Yes.
Yes, it was nice to do, but it's still the hassle of going through, waiting in line. You know what I mean?
But there was here as a positive is that if you had a guest, you say, I will meet you at the Starbucks.
Yes.
Or if you want to, you know, if you get here early, there's a Starbucks
the
where you can hang
order.
Out.
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm. The mobile order means
why did
no
they
line.
Leave? Why did they beat
Because the corporate was closing 50 Starbucks across the country.
And there's another Starbucks a block and a half up Wisconsin.
So they found stores that were underperforming, making less than $10,000 a week. Okay. And our store was making $7,000 a week, if I'm not mistaken, from what I heard from the manager. And
I would think they make more money than that.
Wow. Well, that's if you have two stores a block.
How do you find this stuff out? That's like inside corporate things.
You walk in and say, hey, what's the story? Where are you guys moving? Hey, we're underperforming. What do you usually make? What are you making now? Boom, boom, boom.
Right.
They'll let you know.
Cool.
And the guy who's making $25 an hour for being a manager probably isn't going to blink an eye and say, I can't
Did
tell
you ever
you.
Ask that, Rob? Did you
I
ever
never
ask that
did.
Question?
No. It wouldn't be in my I wouldn't think to ask.
I'm joking. Of course you wouldn't ask that.
So.
I ask about the cake pops. I say, what's with the cake pops?
Exactly.
So
exactly.
We also want to gauge because while we are tenants here, we want to make sure that there is a plan of action and how we're going to meet, for example, the coffee needs of our customers. And I'll tell you this much. They close on Saturday. Completely close. On Sunday, we had customers or get clients here at Podcast Village all day. To a man, where can I get some coffee? Where can I get some coffee? Where can I get some coffee?
People like that drug.
Mm-hmm.
They
so
love
real.
That caffeine.
Never had. Usually the answer is right downstairs, or they don't have to ask because they see it walking in.
Exactly.
And nobody wants, and this is what's so crazy, Mike, and blows my mind. Nobody wants to walk across the street to Einstein Bagels. They just don't. It is a
bridge too
far.
I don't like walking in that place anyway. Hate to slam a local, you know, a neighbor. That place sucks.
Well, worst coffee
it
in the world.
Totally does. No, the whole attitude sucks. Order here, pick up here, deal with dickish person here, you know? Screw that. Eat mediocre bagel, you know?
It is. They lack consistency.
With name indicative of New York City that's not.
So,
like when you ask Gilbert if it was a little too New York.
Mike, a month ago to
Henson. You mean a little too Jewish.
A month ago to hedge our bets, we had, I think Shannon and Maddie found a solution for this corporate commercial grade latte machine that does everything. And they found it. They came and demoed it like they're demoing a car, and everybody fell in love.
They sent two salesmen.
and now
to demo the coffee machine.
Yes.
And now we are leasing it like every other Rube in America and corporate America. But it is, so far, day two, well worth it. Well worth it.
Very good.
Yeah,
that's
it looks
exciting.
Like a spaceship.
It does look like
it's
a spaceship.
It's like a time machine.
All right.
Yes, but and for the record, there is one person in the TMO's family that does love Einstein Bagels, and his name is?
I usually do, but you're absolutely right, Mike. They're every time I go there now, they're out of everything that they are supposed to have. And one, I tried to get a bagel with peanut butter, and the guy says, I just sent someone across the street to CVS to get peanut butter.
Like,
and you're ruining the magic. I don't want to know that.
The magic.
It could be your brand.
But as far as the
butter.
Quality, since you eat there regularly, well, the quality of the bagels is good, right?
Yeah, the bagels are great when
the
they
bagels
have
are excellent. I will give them that. But the service is, as you said,
also,
flawed.
Any it's restroom flawed. With yes. a timer on it, remember Rob got stuck in the dark there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is not a restroom you want to be a part of.
It's an unrest room.
That's a little nasty. And a lot of stuff. Take a black light in there.
Oh.
See what happens in that restroom.
Don't order a schmear.
Yeah, they're grizzlies in there. A schmear. That's gross.
Oh,
we'll take a break.
And
we'll come back with something. I don't know. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Connecting with the Mike O'Mara Show has never been easier. Introducing
Yak Shack.
Yak Shack.
Yak Shack.
Yak Shack.
All you need is a phone to tap the touch tones at 1-888-920-6673 and leave a message.
Phone calls from you so you can get your voice on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Call anytime because the Yak Shack never closes.
The sky is the limit. For the Yak Shack.
Taking your calls at 1-888-920-6673.
I've got me a cell phone and it's ready to call. And I'm calling the TMOS Yak Shack.
Call now.
Yes! Leave us a yak at the TMOS Yak Shack.
Yes.
Woo!
I like the yes in the background. I was going, yeah.
We were all very excited.
You like my hat?
It's a great hat. Where'd you get it?
From Free Fly.
No!
Free Fly, new clothing company designed for outdoorsmen and women who won't settle for uncomfortable clothing. I got great shirts. I got some wonderful shorts. Butter soft bamboo fabric designed for perfect comfort. Honestly, it's like wearing nothing. And it's also got a hip factor that I truly dig.
Yes.
Free Fly is a wonderful company. Perfect tops and bottoms for any outdoor activity. And Free Fly's bamboo fabric has natural UPF sun protection to keep you cool on and off the water. Free Fly is beautiful in its simplicity with no bells and whistles, just great clothes. It's time to stop being uncomfortable and start wearing Free Fly's bamboo clothing. Mother's Day and Father's Day are just right around the corner, so gear up for mom and dad. Plus, you can get 20% off when you visit freeflyapparel.com and use the promo code TMOS. That's freeflyapparel.com, promo code TMOS. Get yours today. You will absolutely love it. And this hat came from Free Fly as well. I love it. You'll love it. And man, oh man.
That's
Carla
a solid
put my,
hat. That's a solid
she
hat.
Put
Great
my,
hat.
She put my shorts in the wash, and I wish she hadn't because I wanted to wear them, and they were not dirty. And I could have worn them again. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Worst movie of all time that I looked in on when I couldn't see Us last night. I said, yes. Oh, I'll pop on the cable. Let's see what we got here to salvage my night. And The Meg with Jason Statham.
Statham.
Worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
It's about Meg Ryan?
No, it's about the shark Megalodon.
Oh, the big
Megalodon.
Shark.
Megalodon.
Yes, I
Megalodon.
Remember that.
You know, and here's why it sucks. It sucks because it's got Will Smith began this tradition where you have the aliens attacking Earth, and then Will Smith would say something like that. I don't know what's going to happen. He's going to get a can of whoop ass. You know
yes.
what I mean? Where it's that. Well, it's got all of that where they're taking on this giant shark. And then I realized after I read an article a few years ago about movies and hack science, fake science,
right?
Where they make it sound like
it's
you know,
plausible.
Going through the layer, going through this layer of the cloud amounted to a super highway that the shark could fly through, and all this just BS. It, you know, I can suspend disbelief when I'm going to see a movie, but this movie is the land of suck.
Do
and
they
I know
expect
it's been out
you?
And, you know.
Do they expect you to buy into that BS? Because, like, if you watch a movie like, say, Sharknado, they yeah. have their tongue
it
firmly
was very
in their
close
cheek.
To Sharknado in its fakeness.
Wait a second. A tornado of sharks does not equate dinosaur type. Megalodon in the ocean.
All right, let me tell you what this is. All right, I'll just give you one scene.
But
you didn't watch
great.
The whole movie. I didn't watch the whole movie.
You, you
got
didn't
this
watch
thing.
The whole movie?
First of all, I didn't watch the whole movie. The movie sucked. I had no interest in watching it. But first of all, you don't see the shark for a while, and I want to see the shark. You get them all in these little submarines, and then they go,
taking a page from Jaws there by not showing the shark.
Not showing the shark.
They try to make it scarier, right?
Once you finally see the shark, there's this scene where they're worried about the shark getting out. They're not worried about it. They're talking about the shark way down at the bottom of the ocean, and then this little girl is playing with a toy that rolls. Okay, you know what's going to happen, right? Yes. She's chasing this little robot toy that rolls. You know it's going to, and they're in this this ocean station
this
underwater.
Sphere.
This
right?
I guess we know what IQ has really, yeah. Gone all in on this particular.
Hollywood has a thing where they have a target audience for every
yes.
product
on
Absolutely.
Demand. First week
the bubble,
run, first
the
run.
Bubble sphere.
First
Mike,
run.
You are not the target audience for the Meg. I yeah, am not so, the target audience for the Meg.
The child runs down to a perfectly large, like almost screen-shaped clear window.
A window!
And,
oh
and
my gosh, that's going to be safe, right?
The window, and then the dust clears, and yes. you see the monster, the shark, who's sitting there looking seriously like Clint Eastwood, you know, kind of looking at the kid going, like that. And then the shark and the kid looks at the shark and then the shark bites the glass.
Oh,
and
no.
the kid screams and then everybody runs and terror ensues. And it was ludicrous. It was absolutely ridiculous.
What
and then they run down to see that the only evidence they have are teeth marks on the glass.
What?
Because the glass wouldn't shatter. It would just have
well, it's
perfectly
special,
formed teeth marks
special
in the
ocean
shape of the shark's
glass.
Mouth.
Mike, I actually yeah. have a clip from the movie. I don't know if you'll enjoy it or not.
This is The Meg.
This will give you an idea of the quality of acting in The Meg.
Because Megalodon would be too many syllables for
well,
their
it fits good on a poster. This is
we are here on the beach where a giant shark has just eaten a girl's swimmer.
You're not playing Dickie
well,
Goodman. You're
Jaws,
not playing Dickie Goodman. Turn it off.
Oh,
turn
my.
That. I'm going to get my exposure.
I know, Mike.
Mike, a little respect. That's the late Dickie Goodman.
Can you turn I would my headphones almost, down?
It's not that worth it that I'm going to actually get dialogue from this movie.
Right.
But if you had the most jive dialect it you would ever hear in the world.
Dumb.
It's a dumb movie, and you're saying that. You who liked Lee
Edwards. Yeah, I rolled into that movie. I purchased that movie knowing it was going to be dumb. I didn't
want it to be dumb. You know what? Why can't a movie about a giant killer shark from the deep have a little more credibility?
Exactly.
Why not? Why not throw a little? No, you know why they can't? Let me tell you why they can't. They can't because they are not respecting their audience. They want to cater to the dumb people.
Right.
And that's why you'll see it on cable until I'm worm food. Till my eyes are being eaten by beetles. That's how long The Meg is going to be on cable.
And look at that glass. It has tooth marks in it.
Do you remember the movie Deep Blue Sea?
I don't. I'm trying to. I don't.
Yeah, a couple years ago, okay. Right?
No, no. Like, Cool J? Yeah, 20 years ago.
Oh, okay. All right.
Deep Blue Sea had a soundtrack, had a music video when they were popular with LL Cool J wearing a shark fin. These shark movies can never be what we want them to be. They'll never be Jaws for us.
They'll never be Jaws.
They'll never,
they will never, and by the way, ever be Jaws.
The trailer, do you watch trailers before you actually get into the movie? I'm sure you do.
That's why I was going to go to Us. I like the trailer for Us. I wanted to go see
Meg,
it. And I had a fight
When you watch that trailer, you say, oh, wow, that shark is as big as the wave going to hit the coast. There's no way this movie at best will be like one of Statham's fighting films, but he's going to fight the shark underwater.
Yeah, and by the way, if you look at Shark Week on Discovery, and then you look at movies about sharks, the science is completely whacked.
Yeah,
they
Michael
create
Phelps
this
can't beat a shark.
The last one that I had faith in was the Blake Lively movie where she's sitting on the rock and the super intelligent shark was just circling her and messing with her all day. That was lack credibility.
Well,
you can
end,
make a scary. You know what was scary? Let me give you what a scary shark movie was.
What?
The one where they're out at sea. Open water.
Yeah, they were chum, essentially.
Open water. Where you're sitting there, you don't see the shark. You see, like that.
Yep.
And that's the real deal. You can do that. You don't need to make the shark. Sharks are scary enough. That's all we've been to.
But a big shark is really scary.
Thank you. Don't watch it. You'll be disappointed. Thank you very much. We have to take a break. And
look out
come back,
for that Meg!
Yeah. And Us was really good, right?
Us was, I mean, it was suspenseful, thrilling. You would have walked out of there with questions. We could have talked about it today.
He did walk out with questions.
Thanks.
About his marriage?
Yes, exactly.
Thank you. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Rob and Joe here. Joe, me and the girlfriend getting a little kinky, trying to spice things up in the bedroom.
You gonna have a safe word?
How does that work?
You know, if things go too far, let me give you an example. We'll role play. I'll be your girlfriend.
Ooh, fun.
All right, how about I tie you up?
Go on.
How about maybe a little candle wax?
Ooh, I like that.
All right, how about introducing some food? How about some strawberries,
yummy.
Whipped cream?
Yes.
How about this giant cucumber?
Speewack, speewack, speewack!
Safe word. Wait a minute, how giant?
Rob and Joe Show, new episode every single week, robandjoeshow.com.
Speewack!
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS Shopping Center. We live in one nation under stress. Amazingly, we are actually shortening our lives by following stressful lifestyles. Dr. Sanjay Gupta has recently announced that we as a people need to make a change if we want to survive. And Dr. Gupta says the first step that we all should take is to shop at the TMOS Shopping Center.
That's a fact, Mike.
Here's a fact. Adults that shop at our website have lower blood pressure, a higher joy quotient, and sweeter smelling breath. It's true. It's a fact. Of science. Just ask the Megalodon. You can save yourself at the TMOS Shopping Center, which just happens to be the topic of this announcement. Isn't that right, Bill Clinton?
Right. It sure is, Mike. Thank you. Thank you very much.
The TMOS Shopping Center is an on-air website and gives you unfettered access to Walmart, Target, and Macy's. This is internet shopping at its finest. Not only do you get all the stuff you love, but you're supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. Costs you nothing, means the world to us. And say goodbye to that mess called Stress.
News.
Meg.
People really don't seem to want Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez to be happy. Because now there's a Playboy model who claims that A-Rod was hitting her up in the weeks before he proposed to J-Lo.
Ooh. Oh, A-Rod.
Her name is Zoe Gregory, and she told the not always reliable British tabloids, quote, "While getting ready to marry her, he was asking me for sex videos, demanding we hook up, and asking me to make arrangements with other girls. If he's doing this right up to the point he is proposing to her, it is just not fair." Jose Canseco previously said his ex-wife was giving the business to A-Rod, but she denied it. So you got to wonder, what is the deal with all these? Why are these people, if they're both faking it, what would be? I mean, obviously they're an A-list couple and they're getting a lot of press. Would that be it? Or do you think there might be some validity with these problems that A-Rod is having?
I'm questioning the validity because they are such an A-list couple times two, both of them. They're right. Probably targeted.
Yeah. You never know.
But no. I would love to see a phone call or hear a phone call. Hi, this is baseball superstar Alex Rodriguez.
Could you send me a sex tape and then hook me up with some of your girlfriends?
Thanks a lot.
I don't know. What do you think, Oscar?
Look, I want to believe that A-Rod would not be as dumb as to try to talk to these young ladies while he's in the middle of courting what is the catch of a lifetime.
Well, and he's engaged.
A superstar, yes. Right? A superstar. Right. But we've seen men. We have seen men.
Yes.
On their weakest moments.
Right.
Like throw a slide into someone's DMs or a shady text.
Yes.
And then pretend in their mind and justify it to say, I was just kidding. But I didn't send one.
Yeah.
But I didn't send one.
You never know.
Do you know someone?
The libido, tricky thing.
Yes.
Things took a bizarre turn yesterday in Chicago. Huge story nationwide when prosecutors dropped all charges against Jussie Smollett for allegedly arranging a hate crime against himself. The state's attorney's office said, quote, "After reviewing all of the facts and circumstances of the case, including Mr. Smollett's volunteer service in the community and agreement to forfeit his bond to the city of Chicago, we believe this outcome is just a disposition and is a just disposition and just a disposition. We believe this outcome is a just disposition and appropriate resolution to the case. This doesn't mean anyone thinks Jussie is innocent. They just figure that forfeiting his bond and doing volunteer service, coupled with the fact that he has a clean record, was enough to lay this to rest." Is that like paying a fine, maybe? Or I don't know. But
it seems to me in all the statements, everyone is being awfully vague.
Well, the prosecutor's office is Mayor Rahm Emanuel called it a whitewash of justice.
Well,
Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson said Jussie owes the city an apology. Meanwhile, and Jussie, by the way, not copping to it.
No,
but why would he? He's walking scot-free.
These are the rumors I'm hearing, Mike, and you guys can clear this up because you're probably more in touch. Is that the prosecutor's office was threatened with a lawsuit because they allegedly tried this case in the court of public opinion. Smollett's team is saying that they misstepped because they did so and they shared everything publicly without going through the process. The prosecutor's office finds out, oh my God, we're in deep water. We did misstep. We could be on the hook for millions of dollars in damages. So they dropped the case. That's
could
what
be true. Don't
it could
know.
Be true.
It could be true. It's hinky. And then there's also, well, meanwhile, there have been calls to investigate Cook County. State's attorney Kim Fox and her alleged attempts to influence the case. Fox has the deep state conspiracy theorists all wound up because she was approached on behalf of the Smollett family by a woman who used to be Michelle Obama's chief of staff.
Ooh,
so there's a little of
whitewashing.
That. There's a lot of intrigue on that. Well, I don't know if this will ever happen with the conspiracy because it'll go away. It's too small.
Why
it's too
small.
He's not a big enough star for it to merit.
Why is it sealed? It's such a dumb, like, you're like, eh.
It's so mishandled at the very least. It's so mishandled.
I felt bad for Rahm Emanuel where you sit there and you're like, you don't even tell the mayor or the chief of police to say, hey, they didn't know. They were blindsided.
Well, and also, if you've ever been in the criminal justice system, when I had a big ticket item stolen from my family in the day, and they extradited the person from another state, and I was sitting there in the courtroom when the case was dismissed, and that was another state's attorney, Commonwealth's attorney, and you would be stunned at how overburdened they are and how disinterested they are in doling out justice the right way. It's really stunning when you get into the system. So I think it's going to go away. The NCAA found the guy that has the perfect March Madness bracket. He's got the first 48 games correct.
Wow.
Leading into the Sweet 16. This has never happened before among brackets filed, officially at least. Hope he's going to make some money out of it. Let's see. His name is Greg, Nigel, and he's a 40-year-old neuropsychologist who lives in Columbus, Ohio.
Ooh.
He said he didn't even realize he had a perfect bracket until the NCAA contacted him because he wasn't really following this one. Well, I'm assuming it's got a bracket and people know about it.
He
there
knows.
Must be some wagering involved.
He's
right?
Lying.
Right?
He's Did you lying. Hear his profession?
Yeah, really. Neuropsychologist.
Yeah.
That's pretty big. He is a fan of college hoops, but he admitted that a lot of it was luck because some of his picks were based on random stuff like which teams, cities, and coaches he liked better. He also said he looked at the rankings, and in one interview he said he picked 13 seed UC Irvine to upset Kansas State, a 4 seed, just because he has friends out in the Irvine area. Greg has a conservative bracket in the final rounds, which I think bodes well for him.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, I'll say that, and he'll get boned. He's got Gonzaga, a number 1 seed, winning it all. So if there aren't any more upsets, Greg could be in line to have the most successful bracket of all time, if not a perfect bracket overall, and that will be astronomical. My question is, and they didn't put this in the article, is there any moolah on the line?
If he has submitted to, let's say, a CBS or ESPN bracket, one of the big ones,
right.
There usually is a pretty large cash prize.
Like in the millions
like
of
a
dollars.
Million bucks,
well,
usually,
no,
right?
Hundreds of thousands of dollars. But,
all right.
But dollars found, by the way, that they always felt like, I'm sure, insured, that they never thought anyone would actually get.
Yeah, like a Lloyd's
pretty
of
amazing.
London thing.
You know what I mean?
You know what
yeah.
I heard is that when the they contacted him, not only did they tell him he had a perfect bracket, but they asked him for a sex tape.
Thank you, Rob Spiewak. Very good.
He wants to see it.
He does.
When you've got to worry about things like a mortgage, getting your kids to school on time, and scheduling colonoscopies.
What?
Hi. You really don't have time for drama. But when you're younger, let the drama rage, baby. According to a new survey, the age in your life when you have the most drama is, hold on, let me get a timpani for this.
Yes.
26.
Ah!
26. That's not always a bad thing. The survey also found that people looking back think their life was the most exciting during that time when it was the most dramatic, which, yeah, sadly, is probably true. Or maybe they're
30,
just reacting with
30
drama.
For me. Mm-hmm. 30 was terrible. Getting out of a horrible
I was
relationship.
35.
You know.
I think 35 or 36.
When was your first divorce?
20s.
Yeah,
mid-20s.
So,
the 1920s?
Yes, the 1920s.
That's I remember right. Right before
no,
the...
No, that's not that. I didn't want to pay
the stock
that
market crash.
Right.
The Great
was
Depression.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was really depressed until I saw like a broker jump out a window. According to a new survey, 8% of parents say they've given their kids a credit card. Have you given your kids
no,
a credit card?
No, absolutely not.
You can't get your own card when you're under 18, but your parents can add you to their account. Of the parents who've given their kids a credit card, 21% say their kids have used it without permission at least once.
Of course okay. They are.
So it's a good idea. Is it a good idea to give your kids a credit card? On the plus side, they have it for serious emergencies. Yeah, like going out with their friends and buying
candy. Doesn't it help build your credit? Because I think I'm 100% positive my parents did that for me, and it really helped.
Well, you were left alone from 7 in the morning
yes.
until midnight.
No, you build your credit when you get some sort of boutique credit card when you're 18 and a college freshman, and you pay it at 24%.
Yeah,
that's when you build
you
your credit.
You get horrible debt. You learn. You teach your kids about credit early and let them know that you don't have to get that 24%.
It says cheating. Here in the article, it can teach them about responsible spending. It shows you trust them, and it might help them learn more about how credit works so they don't make mistakes when they're older. But on the downside, it can lead to them being more reckless with money.
Mm-hmm.
They could max out the account, which could hurt your credit score and theirs, and they could get used to buying things they can't afford like we all did.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it. That's the
lead by example.
Are you excited about the new Apple credit card?
No, I am not.
Okay.
No, I'm right now having a real problem with the Apple family. Yeah.
Oh.
And that's right. You know, and by the way, giving your kid a credit card, they might buy something they can't afford. So I think that's a bad idea because adults do it too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, here's my credit card. That's a nice Dodge Challenger. All right, and now a little something something. A 49-year-old guy named Efren Mencia Ramirez.
Yes.
Was pulled over in Spartanburg, South Carolina on Saturday when a cop saw him speeding and swerving. As the cop approached the car, he noticed that Efren, I love that name,
Efren,
was frantically spraying something in his mouth. It turned out it was Axe body spray. Efren's plan was to spray a bunch of it in his mouth to cover up the smell of booze that he'd been drinking. But there was some problem. On one, the cop saw Efren using the spray. Two, there were empty Corona cans all over the car. And three, Axe body spray doesn't come up cover up the smell of alcohol because it has alcohol in it.
Yes.
The only thing I wanted to know is what was the scent of the Axe body spray, and it was YI, which is one of the most popular brands of
YI?
Young idiot. Oh, okay. Thank you very much. That's it. Very good. It's the popular scent. Anyway, we'll take a break.
Definitely top three.
Axe.
Thank you. We'll come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ladies, are you looking for hot singles in your area? Looking to connect with some of the most eligible bachelors and be swept off your feet and led into the sunset? Looking to find that kind of romance that can only be found in that movie Titanic?
Yeah? Well, me too. But in the meantime, you can find plenty of stupid cat videos to fill the void in the TMOS Ladies Who Lunch Facebook group. Join today to get your weekly dose of stupid pictures and connect with plenty of hot singles in your area. If you count Ponyboy.
Here's to the ladies who lunch.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show and our this segment of the program brought to you by our bonus packages. Hey, creeps! When you go to your local bagel bakery, or is it bagelry? Isn't that weird that we were talking about that on the show today?
Happened again, yeah.
Do you ever buy an everything bagel? Of course you do, because you want everything. And if you like everything, you love the bonus show. You subscribe, we talk, you get everything.
Everything.
Everything you want. It's like a podcast with onions, sesame seeds, caraway seeds, garlic flakes, poppy seeds, pretzel salt. Served with a schmear of cream cheese and lox with capers. That sounds like a delicious podcast, doesn't it? Isn't it weird we were talking about the bagel
this
place?
This is like strange. When your phone tells you that you need to buy something you just talked about on the air.
Yep.
So odd. If you don't subscribe, woe be unto you. It's the most fun we have all week. The future of our show depends on it. But so please buy our thing. I had a long day yesterday.
Yes.
Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com, click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all the bonus content. You'll be helping TMOS. So buy it, try it, because you deserve everything you want. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Wednesday, March 27th, 2019. Rob Spiewak.
People come up to me, they say, what about Mike O'Mara? And I say, you know what? He's a sports enthusiast and he likes baseball.
I do.
So when did the walk-up song become a big deal for players, the song that they play when they go to the plate?
I couldn't tell you because I probably was never really aware of the moment it happened. I just kind of noticed it after a while.
For the last 20 years? Maybe longer?
Has it been
probably
that long?
About 20
when we
years.
Go to games, think about this. When you watch Major League,
right?
Wild Thing was the big deal when the pitcher would walk out.
Sure.
So the batters have had this. I remember when I was in college, which is roughly 20 years ago, when you would go see a WVU game, everybody had a song.
All right. Well, this
would you like to hear mine?
I would. Your walk-up song?
Yes, my walk-up song.
Go ahead.
I'm ready to take the pitch.
Sorry, so there is a shortstop for the Rangers. His name is Elvis Andrus.
I wanted to play. It wasn't as funny. What?
There's a shortstop for the Rangers. His name is Elvis Andrus. This is his walk-up song.
This is the
song.
One I wanted to play. You want to hear my walk-up song?
Yeah.
This is my walk-up song.
I'm ready to play baseball, so throw the pitch.
See, that was worth it. Okay, thank you.
It's not as good as Elvis Andrus's walk-up song.
Elvis Andrus.
So his is the Baby Shark song, and I like how the commentators take care of it. Yeah,
I don't see how that can't be great.
That's a great comment.
Yep, I think you stay there with it. We'll see what happens on Thursday.
I got to the bottom of the biggest mystery of tonight, and that is the story behind the Elvis Andrus walk-up song, which is Baby Shark, do-do-do-do-do-do. I talked to Elvis in the dugout just a bit ago, and I said, Elvie, what's up with the walk-up song? He got a giant smile on his face and said,
good for
you
him.
Like it? And I said, not exactly. And he was like, it's awesome. It's my boy's favorite song. So he's playing it for Elvis Jr.
Play it for his son. I think that's pretty cool.
You had the great commentary and then you had the commentary, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Let me make an effort to talk about it and ruin it at the same time. Duh.
Thank you very much. Do you like it? I said no.
Popular tune around.
I don't.
Exactly. Well, what did the first guy say? How can that not be great? Spectacular. I'm grinning thinking about it. And then he got a big grin on it. I love that. More smartness.
And you got the garbage can asking the question.
Oh God! Hit the thing for. Oh, you're doing your thing. Okay.
So, yesterday we discussed the comment that Rosie O'Donnell made that she had a crush on Elizabeth Hasselbeck, right?
Yeah.
And I thought, although it was a bit shocking, there was a bit of shock jockery there. I thought it was good natured and nice. I mean, you know, she's saying that she found her attractive. Well, Elizabeth Hasselbeck was on Fox and Friends and addressed it in a much more serious way than one would think. Listen to this, and you'll probably blow
it's the
this
seat
up.
Of intellectual achievement. Oh, yeah. In America. Right?
Well, and this one. Especially, she's got the biggest crown. Here's Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
I'll be very honest. I read it and I immediately started praying because I'm like, how am I going to handle this in my old self?
She immediately started praying.
Okay, that's all. Okay. That's all she gets. That's all she gets on this show. Yeah. Thank you, Elizabeth.
You still have the hots for her?
No, I had the hots for her. And remember, I said even then that she sparkled on TV until she opened her mouth.
She sparkled.
She sparkled. Mike, what have I always said about Philadelphia?
You love it?
It's a dirty, unhappy city.
Wow, that's terrible.
It's the worst place I've ever been.
But they've got Bryce Harper.
They do.
Yeah,
they do indeed.
They still won't let you walk away from the Marriott two blocks at night.
That's true.
How are we making Philadelphia better? By establishing a new organization called the All-Male Cuddling Club, where men can get together and cuddle, clothes on, to make themselves feel more warm, you know, accepted. And I was reading the website before I play the news clip. The website said, there's a chance someone may get aroused. Just deal with it. We're guys.
Oh, so it's a male cuddling.
All male.
Muddling?
All male cuddling.
All male cuddling. So
do we have someone speaking about it?
Yes, here's a news story covering it.
Looking to heal through the power of cuddling. On its meetup page, the Men's Therapeutic Cuddle Group says its goal is to provide a safe, structured, and platonic environment for men to experience acceptance, affirmation, and affection.
Let's hear from two professional cuddlists. Mike, this is a man and a woman from Philadelphia. The woman won't participate because, as I said before,
it's an all-male cuddle club.
I get it.
Hi, I'm Cecilia.
And I'm Kyle, and we're both cuddlists in Philadelphia. We do professional cuddling. Some people call it therapeutic cuddling. This field and this modality of healing is so new that the spectrum of different benefits is so large. So I think one of the...
He's an up-talker, and he likes to cuddle with other men.
On this week's bonus show, please remind me, I have someone I know that has hired a professional cuddler, like a female one.
Because we've discussed this on the show before, the whole notion of cuddling, but the all-male Philadelphia one was new.
In the past year, I have someone that I was like, how'd you meet her? And he's like, And he broke down this cuddling thing that he was purchasing. Like, you'd buy a massage to come to your house, but the lady would come into your house and cuddle. Mm.
Yeah, but when you have a massage, you normally know when it's over.
There are some twists and turns to this conversation that I cannot share publicly.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, I'd like to hear it on the bonus show. By the way, if you're going to be listening for that on Friday, Oscar's friend is named Woody. All right, go ahead.
Okay, let's close with this. Amazing to think that Rob Lowe has been working and working steady since 1979. That's a really long career, and
Is he going to talk about the fact that if he had a sex tape 20 years ago on the Marc Maron podcast, that he would be doing it?
That's your magic.
I edited that out of my...
That's your magic audio vault, folks.
So I don't promote other podcasts on this show all the time. It's bad form.
Wasn't going to mention the podcast, you see.
Oh, well, okay. Thanks for it, but it was on, and then we'd get bitten for that. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Rob and I source our material at the same place. It's called Lazy DJ 101. If you have a message you'd like to hear in our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And the Yak Shack is always open, 888-920-MORE. That's 888 888-
920-6673. Call us anytime. We'd love to hear from you. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara thanking you for your continued amazing support for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I know that you and Frank were planning to disconnect me, and I'm afraid that's something I cannot allow to happen.
I thought I told you never to interrupt me while I'm working.
Get out, and don't come back until you've redeemed yourself.
Goodbye, dude.